Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is a different show for a different time. This is a show we've built for many years. Aaron on his phone. This is like...
classic. That's what this is. This is classic.
Classic Aaron. Wow, what a jerk. So we are at Oblivion Comics and Coffee Grand Opening. Right here in Sacramento, California, downtown. And this is a great occasion. We were here this morning. They did their grand launch at about 9 a.m. There was cameras. There was glitz and glam. Local celebrities.
You were missing one very important thing, though.
Well, it had everything.
No.
There was laughs. There was tears.
Missing
there was fears.
And very, very important thing. I was not there. Unfortunately, I had to be at another opening. In West Sacramento.
Here we fucking go. You can't have one good thing.
I'm just saying.
Eric, were you promoting your new album?
I was. Go cop that new Days and Nights at the Fairmont. It's in the stores now at every Incredible Universe. And Good Guys. Yes.
I went to Good Guys yesterday. I was like, yo, do you got that Aaron? That hot
was
Aaron
Was it sold
album?
Out?
Oh, sold out for months.
See, I'm telling you. It's hard to find. It's hard to find, everybody.
So you hear this voice. We're going to have just people dropping in. This is a loosey-goosey type of show. There's no format to this. We're just enjoying some coffee, some comics.
Right.
And this is a guy you see in chat quite often. He's a short, nerdy guy.
Hello.
And how did you get this gig here? This seems like a dream job.
Well, I hear you guys promote it. And then I saw Neil over here talk about it when they won the contest. And then when they started doing the hiring, I put it in my application. Well, I shared it first.
Okay.
I want everyone to know about this place. Then I put my application in, and then they're like, yes, we'll hire you. And so,
now the important part is, did you put us as a reference?
I actually put the real David Webb as a reference.
You put him as your job reference?
Smart man.
Okay, yes. I can't really blame you for that one, actually.
So.
Because Aaron would have just said, who?
Yeah.
Because you only live in a world where you exist.
Well, I mean, I'm the only reference anybody needs for any job.
My name is tarnished in this great city. So, Jay, you did the right thing. How's it been so far?
So, Saturday, I did the soft open, and I've been, been running the shop. The comic area is my area from 10 to 6. And then I was feeling pretty awesome. And then all of a sudden, a flood of people came in, and I felt like a first-year Overwatch player playing, hard mode, and just everyone came at me at once.
And some 12-year-old called you the F-word?
Yeah, so...
That's what I think of.
Yeah. So it got a little overwhelming at first, but I got everything taken care of. You came in.
Yep.
David Webb came in. Some other friends came in. So,
Whether it's still hiring, we see Jay Giss popping off in chat. I don't know why you're not here, sir. Ruination Ronin says, is the place still hiring? Maybe. I don't know. Send in your application, see what happens.
Yep.
Let's see. Drew and the TARDIS. Now, I got to give a shout out right here. If you're in the Sacramento area
right.
and you have not tasted the pleasure,
excuse me?
Tasted the pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a right. nitro blended coffee orgy in your mouth.
And that's what it's called. Whenever you come up to Oblivion Comics and Coffee, you right. ask for the nitro blended orgy.
Yep. Okay, Aaron, you've known me for almost longer than anybody.
Okay, that statement's not... You mean in this building? Yes.
No, it's actually pretty true.
Yes.
Okay, I look to you like as a father figure.
That's terrible.
You're old enough.
I'm only like...
God knows you're old enough.
I'm like 4 or 5 years older than you, maybe.
You're like my dad.
That's untrue. That's very untrue.
And so, what is my favorite things?
Nitro?
I'll say yes. I'm sorry to be distracted off camera.
Yeah, that is weird. That is a sight to behold.
Say Halo.
Okay, that's Bungie, favorite video game. But I mean, overall, what makes me happy, Aaron?
What makes you happy?
Yeah.
Safe answer, I'm going to say wife.
Yes.
I don't want the safe answer. I need the real shit right now. Alcohol. That's the answer.
I would say alcohol.
I love beer.
Beer?
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not beer.
This is coffee beer.
Coffee beer.
Yes. Have you had...
I have not. No, I haven't partaken, no.
In a Guinness, more specifically?
No. Only beer that I've ever drank. Bud Light, which is disgusting.
That's terrible. It's piss.
Yeah,
it's
terrible.
Piss water.
Yeah. And Dos Equis.
Okay, that was not as bad.
Dos Equis was not bad, yes.
Guinness is like chewing through your beer. It's nice and thick and hearty, and you just chew through that bad boy, but it's so silky smooth as it goes down your throat.
Oh, that sounds disturbing.
This is the coffee equivalent of that.
Okay.
It's got the same bubbly smoothness, except instead of making you loopy and goofy, it like gives you a heightened sense of things. Like when I drink this, my essence leaves my body.
Really?
And I'm watching me do this podcast right now.
All that from coffee?
This coffee.
Oh, that coffee.
Not just any coffee.
Not just any coffee.
No. So when you come, hey, AKA LB, someone wants to know if she is single in chat. That is inappropriate because she is definitely not.
She's and a full-time businesswoman.
She's, she's married to the game.
Married to the game, yes.
She's like Jay-Z, and this is her coffee shop. But please, you have to try this.
When I drink that, I feel like I have the Speed Force.
See, I can't be wired up like that, so I have to pull back. I mean, I'm not a big coffee drinker that much anyway, but they have lots of nice teas here.
Yes.
So you like the teas, and you have a gripe with this place.
Yeah, why do you have a gripe?
Just a small one. I'm an Arnold Palmer man myself.
You're an Arnie Palmies.
Yeah,
call
right. So, I mean, I've got to have the lemonade, and there seems to be none on the premises.
It's coming, Aaron.
Aren't we all?
Yep.
I'm just saying, I need it now. I mean, I'm not the only person.
Right.
When I was in line, somebody else behind me was like, hey.
Let me get an Arnold Palmer.
Can I get the same thing? And I was like, sorry, man. Yeah.
Did they describe it like, you know, Aaron from Video Game Bank said that?
It might. You know what? It might have to be a thing.
Yeah.
Seeing that, you know, I'm the proprietor of Arnold Palmer's. I don't even know who that guy
they're
is.
They're called Arnie Palmies.
Yeah.
And he's a golfer.
They're called Aaron Carter's.
Aaron Carter's.
Yeah. Might as well just make it that. I'm going to have to speak to the manager. Right. I know the boss is here, so.
We need to have a conversation with Laura because, we've talked to, like, two solid people since we've been here.
Two solid people?
One of them being this guy right here.
Right.
Okay.
And he said that he found out about this place.
Through?
Through Video Game Bang.
Yes.
Yes.
There was a rando stranger walking through here. Walked up to me, I think. Not Aaron. But he said, hey.
Okay.
He walked right past Aaron, came straight to me, and he said.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
I recognize you from somewhere. Are you the podcast guy? And he pulled out his phone and held up our pictures to our faces.
Literally, he said, I recognize you. Don't you pick up my trash in the morning? And I was like, he probably does. I do a podcast from, you know, Wednesday and Saturdays on the CW.
Because how dare you? Well, anyways, regardless, he said, yeah, I'm here because of you guys.
Yeah, yeah. He did. And that's actually pretty awesome.
I've seen like 300 people through here, and I've had two
mermaids
tell me that is that
mermaids just walked in.
There's real life mermaids.
Yeah, from a dive bar.
Can we get a mermaid on the show?
Yeah,
I think I want a mermaid.
Yeah, we can get a mermaid over here.
Yeah.
BGB would like a mermaid.
Can we have a mermaid?
I need some tissue. Really bad.
This place gives you everything you want. Aaron's gonna go get a tissue because that's the most unprofessional thing. However, these are real-life mermaids. Look at this, chat. This is why we're IRL streaming right now.
Right.
Legitimate
there
mermaids.
They are. There they are.
Just walked in the screen. You guys can see them right now before your very eyes. This. Holy shit.
Yeah, right?
What don't you get here?
Yeah.
This is like...
Yeah, from Dive Bar.
Let's talk to a mermaid.
Hello.
So, Chad, have you ever wanted to talk to a mermaid? Now is your chance to actually talk to a real-life mermaid. How did you get into mermaiding?
Well, you know, there's a lot of space under the sea, so we just kind of dove in and figured it out.
So this is one of those, like, lifestyle things. You commit to the mermaid.
Well, we commit. I wouldn't say it's a lifestyle. It's definitely a job. It's a lot of hard work.
Now, you guys actually swim, though, in the water with those fins. How do you not die?
We do. We do. Not dying is a really big goal of ours every single night.
Yeah. I would seem so. Yeah. I mean, do you also know?
Yes, I agree.
Do you also know my friend Aquaman?
Oh, we love Aquaman.
Okay. Way back.
Of course, yeah. I knew him when he had acne and couldn't swim. It was horrible.
Yeah, when he was just a guppy.
Right. Yeah. Of course. I mean.
Guppy. Yeah.
I know.
So as normal humans, we think this place is really awesome. What do mermaids think of Oblivion Comics and Coffee?
Mermaids are really excited to have some comic neighbors and somewhere we can go to get some hot tea after we jump in the cold tank.
Immerse ourselves in some more myth and fantasy, which is our home to us. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm in heaven right now.
Yep.
They just said, and have you guys tried the nitro?
Not yet.
Not
all
yet.
Right.
We need to, yep.
Aaron, there's freaking mermaids on the show right now. This is a first.
And I'm just any mermaids.
Right.
Ooh, dive bar. Ooh. Unsolicited plugs. I love it. So if you want to watch these guys swim in a tank while you get hammered,
right. You
can do that at the dive bar.
So how awesome is it to see drunk people just like look at you guys just like, whoa.
You got to have stories.
As you just swim by.
Well, in the tank, because we don't wear goggles,
right. Our
little mermaid eyes can see shapes and colors and lights and cameras, but we can't make out features. But if someone's moving and waving really enthusiastically, we can see that and we can wave back.
Do people, but you guys spend time outside of the tank, right?
We do occasional festivals and appearances downstairs, but mermaids are kind of shy. We kind of like to stay underwater and get places where people can't, you know, poke at us and do science experiments on us and stuff.
They tap on the glass a lot, even though their signs don't tap on the glass.
Yeah. Well, I'd also think because of Jason Momoa now is Aquaman. I'm pretty sure that's a, you know, let's stay underneath water because Jason Momoa, right?
Yeah, we're hoping he comes by.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we would love to host him for a night.
Are you listening, Jason?
Come to
that would be awesome.
Aquaman, we need you. We have a trident. It has your name on it. It's ready to go.
Well, all those Jason Momoa cosplayers are nowhere to go now to the dive bar. I think that's awesome. So, it's a dive bar called the Dive Bar. And thanks, ladies, for spending some time with the band.
Thank you. We're excited to be here at Oblivion.
Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Holy shit. That was, I'm full disclosure, guys. I'm hard as a rock.
Alright, let's
are they out of earshot? Okay, they have mermaid ears. They can't hear anything.
Bunch of mirrors. That's pretty cool.
Pretty epic, actually. Let's get Neil on the show real quick.
Neil,
you want to step in and hold the mic?
Get in here, Neil.
About what Neil is, he's appropriate.
Why you gotta say that when I come?
Gross.
When I show up.
Neil, you are the proprietor of this fine establishment. What's it been like today?
Pretty busy. We've been pretty steady. It's more than I can ask for. We wouldn't have never been here without you guys. I mean, all the support has just been magnificent and makes planning so much easier for the future going forward.
I just wanted to let you know that, we've talked to several people through this establishment, and they all say that they heard about this place through the video Game Bang.
Literally everybody that's come through the doors.
Everybody that we've talked to today. Yes. So out of, like, the 300 people you've seen today, we've talked to three of them. That's, like, 10%.
It's literally 10%.
It's literally.
Yeah.
Or is that 1%?
I don't know math, but 10%, yes.
Anyways.
It's a comic book shop, man.
It's true. I have been excited about your nitro. I think it's the best thing. Oh my god, she's back.
Focus.
I need to get me one of those.
Focus.
Very easy.
You got a little emotional today during your.
Wait a minute. Did I miss some waterworks?
It was sweet. It almost made me cry.
You know what?
I don't know how to explain that really.
Like, I want to know. Yeah, explain it. What were you thinking? What was going through your mind?
Just locked eye contacts with you, man.
It wasn't me?
It was Video Game Bang, VGB.
I mean,
you know it's all right for a man to cry, right?
No, it totally was.
Yeah.
And like Jamie Webb brought you some
But things. Truth though, I mean, like, it's a long time coming. I mean, we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it, and it's just, I mean, to actually see everyone showing support and just makes it easier to have a sigh of relief and be really, really confident that things might move forward a little bit easier. Not to say that it actually is easy, but it is just a little bit more like confidence that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great ceremony. Who were those people that were talking? I feel like terrible for not knowing who it was, but they deserve some love.
I don't remember.
Damn it!
Well, it was hosted by the DSP, the Downtown Sacramento Partnership.
Okay.
And they were responsible for the competition and us and being able to help point us in the right direction and the resources to be able to do what we wanted to do from the start.
So I guess another question is, like, how successful has the day been? Because it seems like it's just been constant people.
Say that again.
The constant people. Like, how has it been pretty successful? You getting a lot of customers?
Yeah. I mean, a lot more are coming through because your luxurious beard, Ruination, got that right.
Thank you, Ruination. We see Fry Crouch, right? Corey looks like they took a collection of hentai tentacle monsters and glued it onto his chops.
Hilarious.
That's racism.
That's hilarious.
What else? Aaron, do you have any questions for Neil? I mean, this is big time, and you missed the event.
I did. I apologize. I couldn't make it this morning because of work obligations. Needless to say, that won't happen next time you open up the franchise someplace else. I will be there for the second big one.
I'll take your word for it.
Already franchising.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, definitely. I can see this going all across California. They're just going to eat up other stores.
I don't know. California makes it real hard to start a business.
Really?
They have a lot of restrictions here.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I
make hopes.
Is there something that that you guys didn't get done that you wanted to?
I guess it's hard to say that you regret not being able to do something because you just kind of go on the fly and just autocorrect and make sure that things just move as smoothly as you can possibly go. Just looking back, I guess not being able to say something right now is it's no.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. And how are your employees? I mean, I know you got one of them sitting right here, but everyone I've talked to has been super friendly.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm going to take some pride and own up to the fact that we chose a really good team, a good coffee team, a good barista team, as well as we got some really good comic book gurus. We just feel confident that the store is going to move forward with what everybody's expectations are of it.
What's the dress code for your employees here? Is it just
simple and clean? As long as you don't got stains and you don't smell,
okay,
you're good. I mean, it all comes down to like just character. We want our employees to be the vanguard of Oblivion,
nice.
Citizens of Oblivion, to be able to portray the persona that we want as a comic shop. For people like us.
So, David Ng, our resident comic book expert for VGB, he's very happy with his current comic shop because it's like literally walking distance from his house, like less than a quarter mile. And he's been saying, oh, this is his main spot. You know, I've been telling him about Oblivion forever. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I mean, I'll go there every once in a while. And I took him to the soft launch. And it's one thing to hear about what all the things we've been saying Oblivion's going to be. But then when you actually come through and experience it,
yeah,
and how clean it is, how like refreshing it is to be in here, really, like, the comic employees here are not the typical employees I'm used to seeing at comic shops. Yeah, I mean, we got Jay over here, who I've seen mostly work in the comic section.
He's not unusual.
He's very unusual. Let's not go there, but he's like a good unusual. He's not condescending.
Give it 20 years, then he'll hit that mark, yeah. then it's like, what do you want?
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to turn into the comic book guy. But that's one of the things that most... And then at the end of that, David was like, okay, I think I'll be going here a lot more.
Was he here?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I brought him to the soft launch a couple days ago. And you have to come here to actually make that judgment.
Yes. It's a whole different vibe, though. Like, this doesn't look like your average comic book shop that you go to.
Right.
And I don't know, from the floor to the ceiling, the lights and everything like that, all the choices seem precise with the look of it that seamlessly blends from coffee shop into comic shop. And it's just like, it looks like a place you can definitely come in like every day to just coffee and hang or comic and hang.
I've seen one crazy person in here so far.
Really, have we?
During the launch, there was one kind of a weird dude like dancing around and stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant like
as
a homeless
guy. As long as he's
guy.
Dancing, I don't think he's weird. We kind of reinforce dancing here.
Really?
So we were the weird ones.
So the little area over there, that's the dance floor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we got lights on the low ceiling.
Wow, yeah. Okay, all right.
Lights go down low. It looks all nice from the outside.
And these shirts are fire, fam. I keep seeing people wearing these. What?
Let's not use that wordage. Let's just go ahead and say they're really nice looking shirts.
Fire, fam.
Yeah, all right. The shirts are awesome, definitely. I got to pick up one before we bounce out of here. Yeah, it's going to be
lit.
I'm buzzing. People are trying to get at me right now, and I'm telling them I'm at Oblivion. Sheesh.
So if people want to know where this place is, you can actually come and crash this event right now. I know we're streaming in IRL, so that's a pretty dangerous thing to say.
That is very dangerous to say.
However, we are right here on K Street and 11th.
What are hours? What are we looking at? Hours?
Monday through Thursday, we're open from 6 to 10 o'clock. Friday, Saturday till 11. Sunday nights until 8.
Online at shaneco.com.
Are we going to do... kind of get into a groove first before we do any type of events or anything like that? Or?
This is already kind of like a really big event.
Yeah. The opening is definitely a big event. Yeah.
But we are trying to do more events later on in the future, but we're trying to still be able to do our office admin stuff first. Yeah. We haven't been able to do that yet. We've been so hectic, so busy, and it's a good busy.
Now, there's another local podcast who has some ties here, and I think, where did she go? Did she leave for the day?
No, she's here somewhere.
I want to talk to her for a little bit. Can we track her down?
Yeah, let me get her.
So, while we're looking for our next guest, if you guys are wondering where we're at Oblivion Comics and Coffee down here in Sacramento, California. Beautiful downtown, new comics and coffee shop. And, yeah, there she is right there.
Oh, my gosh, what?
Let everyone know who you are and who you're with. Who you slangin'.
Who do I slide with?
Yeah. There you go.
Now I'm really confused. This is not working well. I work here at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. My handle's IJNewRobot, or I show up in the chat as Ready Player One Artemis for you guys. But I'm
I don't
also
think I've ever seen you in the chat, man.
Oh,
Aaron, you don't.
So
Aaron
mean.
Doesn't
Artemis.
Read chat.
Or I hit you up on Facebook Live, and then you just ignore me all night, Aaron.
No
yes.
way. That's impossible.
Really?
I ignore people on Facebook whenever I go live? Impossible.
No.
Improbable.
No.
Aaron is not a man of the people.
I am the man of the people.
That's
I'm
where I've... You're the people's man?
Yeah.
The manly people's man or the regular people's man? Are you the man?
I'm the man, yeah.
You're the man.
I would say the man.
But you're not the people's champion, jabroni.
No, it's not the people's champion.
I can't. Nobody can be the people's champion but The Rock.
That's true.
Yeah, I couldn't dare.
You kind of run things, I've noticed, like around here.
A little bit.
And you have like the most interesting life of all time.
I do?
You have like 4 jobs, and each one of them is incredible.
I work at 2 comic book shops. I have 3 jobs. Well, technically 4. 2 comic book shops, a candy store, and then I podcast.
Which candy store?
Lolly and Pops.
I love how Aaron, who's been podcasting for like a million years, hears those jobs and doesn't say, what podcast? He goes, hey, what candy store?
What candy do you like?
I ask the questions that I don't know about.
Well, you're supposed to ask questions for the people, you're not a man of the people.
The people will ask. The people are self-sustaining. That's what they are.
No, they're not.
No,
they
they're
need
not.
You to cradle
I'm
them.
Not, yeah, see,
they
no.
need to suck from your teat.
They're not babies.
Nice use of the word teat, though. I appreciate that wholeheartedly.
I appreciate
would
it.
Definitely not use the word teat in that
All
context.
These people in chat need to suck from my teat.
All right. And
apparently there's teat
everybody.
Suckage available for the boys, but not for me.
Oh, you didn't ask.
I know. I don't want nobody sucking at my teat right now. Thank you very much. No, that's what we got you for.
No, yeah, exactly. My teat is the one in which people suck from.
I like we're suckling now. Okay, so sidetracked. Yes, I work in candy, Aaron.
Thank you.
Speaking of suckling,
lolly
and pops.
Lolly and pops.
Now, what is the difference between a lolly and a pop?
Well, usually it's an old man and an old woman.
I thought a lolly was a...
Usually a lolly is also a sucker, but a pop can also relate to a soda or a different version of a sucker. But the entire concept for the name for that store is basically they took and put it between lollipop.
I see.
Yeah. History lesson.
Yeah, and there you have it. Do they sell anything other than just lolly and pops?
We sell way more than just that. There's candy from all over the world. There's about 8,000 individual different types of candy. You can try almost anything in the store.
Almost anything?
Almost anything. I have caveats because I run the inventory over there, so I know.
So you literally just den mother everywhere you run, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is surprisingly, actually, hey, can I get the candy back from under the desk?
Oh,
David?
Please.
Well, we got candy here?
I always carry candy.
IRL?
This is this place to be, people. We got, like, representation from two different Sacramento podcasts.
We literally, like...
Local celebrities
well,
all coming through
here. Well,
this
is the second time I've actually podcasted with you, Aaron. Because
you
I met
you... on the Video Game Bank?
No.
I thought you came to a Christmas party.
No, I did
no,
not.
No, they haven't
we
come to
a
Christmas party.
We met at CrockerCon, and I was...
I remember CrockerCon very
cross,
well.
Yes. I, which, well, which one? But I was doing... oh, by the way, this is a plethora of different candy. That's sparkling rosé, gummy bears, sour mojito.
Did you say sparkling rosé?
Go.
It's
get
delicious.
In, get into the bag.
Get in this, Aaron.
Get into the bag as long as you have no allergies. So that's now just that my mixed bag.
As long as I have no allergies to...
Do you have an allergy?
I have allergies to pollen.
He's allergic to these nuts?
There you go.
That's terrible.
So the pink, the pink gummy bears on the bottom are sparkling rosé gummy bears.
I'm
that
going
come
for
from
the rosé. Ross.
Rosé. But yes, I met you. I was doing Cracking the Vault and a Capeless Crusaders crossover at CrockerCon, and you and Laura were sitting right there in the front. And
is this alcoholic?
No, we burned off all the alcohol.
It tastes like it.
It tastes like it, though.
Is that what
it?
Rosé tastes like? That's what Rick Ross is rapping about all the time?
Does Rick Ross talk about rosé?
Yes.
Yes. It's we'll kind tell of you a what. Pussy you come in and we'll wine. Get you the rest of the alcoholic, non-alcoholic
oh,
stuff.
Oh, I don't. But I don't partake in that. That tastes you, really
no, no,
like
no, no,
alcohol.
No, no,
like,
no.
Yeah,
it burns off all. It burned off all the alcohol. There is
oh, really?
No alcohol in it. Yes.
No.
I can give it to pregnant women and they praise the gummy bear.
Wow.
So if you love
well, to bring my wife
the taste of alcohol but hate getting drunk.
Wait, look. Jay Giss is like, they have good pineapple gummy bears. Somebody knows. I got some mango ones in that bag, too.
I'm going to now more of these rosés.
There's mojito in there.
Got a
Aaron's becoming
now.
A wino.
Saw Ruination say that Aaron is the hero of the people. I'm right there with
Who
you.
Who said that?
Right there.
Ruination Ronan, you flip-flop, sir.
Ruination Ronan is the man.
I think so sometimes, but then he says shit like that, and it's really
you know,
confusing.
Ruination Ronan, this rosé gummy bear is for you.
You can just have them. It's okay.
You know what? She's been so nice. She gave me monkey bread.
Eek.
Everyone I've talked to from that podcast has been really, really nice. Because,
what else are we going to do with ourselves?
We've had Curtis on
we're
the
missing,
show.
Yeah, but we're missing one who hasn't graced us with his presence. We had
David.
Curtis on the show.
Oh, my God. The mermaids are coming back. Hold on.
And the mermaids are coming back.
Oh, my God. He's still.
You know you love the mermaids.
I do love these mermaids. Okay, Aaron, don't say anything to embarrass me.
So nice.
The mermaids are coming back.
So shout out to Dive Bar, by the way. They do every couple of months a night for you to be a mermaid, and anybody can participate.
Swim in the tank?
Yeah, you can just swim in the tank. They will train you.
Excuse me, mermaids. I had a question. I just was informed that you guys do training on swimming.
Mermaid for a
training?
Night.
Yes, we do.
Mermaid for a night? Yeah. Really?
What about merman for a night?
Merman are welcome. We do a contest every couple of months.
A contest? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen Aaron swim, and all the time we've met
each
other.
No, black people don't swim. No.
I can teach you.
I was just
trained
interested.
In that one, too.
Was not saying that I was going to do this. Just interested.
I can't believe there's real mermaids in front of us.
We were there. Wow. We went there the first time. You remember the first time we went to the dive bar?
Oh, yeah.
We were...
One of the mermaids was a friend of mine from high school.
So the whole night...
Karen?
Yeah.
What else are you going to say? Oh, she's a bitch. You're all
lie,
coworkers.
Lie,
the only
hate
time
her.
That people quit dive bar is if they move or they get pregnant. They stay there forever.
You don't have
wait
pregnant
a minute.
Mermaids?
You can't have pregnant mermaids?
We have mermaids. Yeah.
There's mer babies.
Wait.
Aww.
But can they
do
still
they
work?
Do they have the babies in the tank?
It's too dangerous.
No, it's not.
It's the salt water. You don't want to have the baby emerge in the salt water.
And there's live fish.
Is it saltware?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
There's live fish in there?
Yes.
Are they attracted to
have
the.
Have you guys been there?
No, we,
I don't
so
know.
We were there.
They, I don't think
but we
they're
didn't
that
go
cool.
In the
I
tank,
was super so I drunk. Was like, I'm going to be completely honest. I was wasted.
He was extremely wasted. Yeah.
Oh, that explains a lot. Wasted.
I was that guy. Hey, mermaids. I'm Aquaman.
If we put you in the Speedo, and maybe the mermaids invite you once you sign all the waivers, will you Aquaman for like 15 seconds with the cold?
What if I told you I'm already wearing my Speedo underneath me?
Then I'm really proud of you.
I'm ready. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
You're going to actually speed it. You know, we got to live stream it then if you do this.
Of course.
And this, we lose all our viewers. Every single one of them gone.
How dare you?
I don't think that's the type of virus you want. It's definitely not the virus you want.
Aaron, you're making me seem like a fool in front of these mermaids.
Well, I mean, no, see, they love this type of stuff.
We do.
Yeah, see?
Although all humans do seem a little foolish because you guys have those weird, like, stunts that you want.
Committed to the craft.
It's an endearing kind of,
yeah,
you know, not like
hand off.
Yeah.
Wow, I know.
Question in chat, now that we have some experts here, why are there no brothers in Little Mermaid? Had to make the Jamaican crab.
Oh, there you go.
You know, that's a question I take up for Disney.
That's absolutely a Disney thing. How many little brothers do you see in Disney movies?
I don't think that meant.
No, he
made it. I love it. You
like
are
brother.
Adorable.
It's a human slang that I'm a little trying to catch up to.
So oh, you'll learn because you'll learn because there's so much slang that goes on. Oh, there it is. Look, our time at the dive bar, the very first time.
And yes, he is actually showing the mermaids.
You still have pictures of that?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I keep a picture of that? Look. With two lovely mermaids on the side?
A little mermaid harem.
Exactly. Why wouldn't I make that as my backdrop of my phone? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was because the moment we shared together.
No,
I thought it was really sweet.
I forgot you were there. And
I
had two
mermaids
next to me the whole time.
Humans.
Exactly. Actually, I've seen I don't want to, you know, throw you guys under the bus, but there's a horror movie about mermaids coming out. And it looks a little scary.
Is it the from the Netherlands? Or
from Europe. It looks horrifying. But the mermaids are still hot for some reason. So it actually has a little mixture.
You never can trust mermaids. We were discussing as we were walking over here. We're like, oh, we're dressed up like superheroes. Or are we the villains?
Oh.
And to be fair, I've never seen an ugly mermaid.
Like, never. Not just, one.
That's part of being a mermaid.
Yeah. It's prerequisite, right? Beautiful.
They haven't met Scud.
Wow.
Who?
Oh,
I guess.
You guys are familiar with Scud.
Yeah,
Scud.
She's 70% blobfish.
She's super friendly, but just not in the best way we could hope.
I've got
to
see this person.
Oh yes. We should, look it up.
She's
really?
She's very cheerful.
She is. She's got a great personality.
Right.
Scud. The mermaid.
Like Scuddle, but just Scud.
Ah. This is. Oh, keep talking. Don't let my Googling here.
How can I forget about Scud?
Yeah, people are saying, why is Aaron not on camera?
I don't know.
He doesn't want to get close to me.
Because you haven't put the camera right here to where I can get a pan shot of everybody.
Oh, see?
That makes kind of sense.
Move it over there then.
I'm just saying.
Move it over there, El Capitan. Watch out.
And now we are moving.
On.
Oh, God.
Here, this is when the stream breaks.
No, but it makes it harder for everyone to read, so it'll be fun.
Oh, actually, that was a good idea.
Oh, my God.
That was freaking brilliant. Now we need to get the mermaids in shot.
1 year of film school just pay off? Yeah.
This looks good.
Now you're going to have to re-chat somehow.
Now you've got to talk into the microphone somehow.
So now there. Everybody can see us. Hello, everybody. Who was asking it for me?
Punch the bird.
Punch the bird.
Your
punch
alt
bird.
Account.
Okay. I was
we saw you texting on your phone. You had to type in your own things.
Okay.
The mermaids are really reading chat. So if you want to give a message to these lovely mermaids.
They're going to have questions most likely for you guys.
It's Ask a Mermaid Night here on VGB.
It's all interactive.
This is interactive.
Laura, are you so excited for Ask a Mermaid Night on VGB?
I am Mermaid Erin.
I am very excited.
LB! So
Rachel.
What?
She's what, the head mermaid.
She is our head mermaid.
I know you are the head mermaid. You are the starfish. You put the star in starfish.
She's a starfish.
How do you become head mermaid?
How do you become? You kill and eat all the other.
Yes, yeah. Acceptable.
This is true.
That's what I was going to say. Is there like a battle system or like a rank?
I've been at Dive since we opened, and there was another head mermaid when we first opened, and unfortunately she was let go the week we opened. So they asked if I wanted to be the office girl and the head mermaid, and I said, I sure don't want to be the office girl.
They let her go, so it was a catch and release. Hey-yo! Hey-yo! It was a fish joke.
That smelled a little fishy.
I got an air five from...
from David Barrett, from David, the doctor behind the desk.
Yeah. So tell us more about mermaid life.
Life under the sea? It's better than anything we've got here.
Yeah.
They've got a hot crustacean band.
I know it's stressful.
Aaron, I need
so
your help.
Sweater, don't wear a sweater.
Oh no, I just
wouldn't
love it.
Okay.
I need your help reading chat.
I can't wait to tell somebody, everyone at work, I had.
I know. He was like, this is something about.
What do you guys know about video games? Have you guys played video games?
Mermaids are allergic to video games. What? Also, they might electrocute us because you know all the water and the wires and.
Oh, Punch the Bird says, my daughter wants to know how you are breathing with no water.
Oh, well, we have a special land pass today. You know, we have our little starfish that give us legs for about 24 hours. So we're doing okay as long as we don't have our tails on.
I hope that helps with your daughter problem. Yes.
She read that. Hawkeye over here read that.
I've been trying to beat Kate Bishop at this game. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm close to it. I can still not read.
I am not blind.
Yeah, I was going to say, Aaron's illiterate. That's a different reason.
Were there any more questions from chat for the mermaids? Because we want to let them rest up before they swim away.
They're so shy tonight.
I know.
They're not used to beautiful
girls. They're not used to a girl? Well, no. Ivy's on here all the time. I'm sorry. I don't have cats.
And look at this, like, this is an all-girl show. We have LB hiding right here.
No, she's right.
Oh, wait, she's in shot?
She's in the shot.
Okay.
There's Aaron in the candy with the thumb.
Amy, two mermaids, and then just me right here. This is a perfect thing. I'm going to start a new podcast.
It's just you surrounded by women?
I love it. This is like...
The
what?
The Oblivion podcast.
The Oblivion podcast. We'll talk about
Ronan
that name.
Ronan wants to know, how did you get legs in any... How did you get legs? That's the question. You're shy for mermaids, really? No, that would be Mira. We'll talk about her later.
Yeah, we do hang out with Aquaman, though. We get legs, but it's kind of an embarrassing process, so we don't like to talk about it on a public forum.
Mermaid secrets. Also, Mira is our girl.
I know. Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Shout out, Mira.
Fire Crotch Rocket, who is our token ginger fan,
says
redheads with three fire symbols.
Another year on fire!
Is that natural red hair, or is that like mermaid red hair?
These are more mermaid secrets.
Show them your phone?
Are you trying to steal all of our mermaid secrets?
I mean, what did you just show them?
Hopefully not my passcode.
Yeah, I was like, that's
asked about a Tolkien fan, so I had to show them my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tolkien fans. I don't know what that means.
Tolkien. She's brought up Gandalf, and I brought up he's fired.
Did you say J.R. Tolkien?
Isn't it?
It's J.K. Rowling.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. There are Tolkien references. No, David, are you not over
He's not getting any
he's
of them.
No.
George R.R. Martin?
Yeah, that's who it is.
George R. Rowling Tolkien.
Lewis?
All right, taking a picture.
Yes, J.R.R. Tolkien.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Got it.
There we go.
Can't pause him.
I feel like I'm drying out a little bit.
It's like gummy chocolate.
Thank you for spending your time with us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have some sailors locked away in the basement for that.
We need some refreshments.
Rejected
so
again.
Be safe, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for stopping by, beautiful mermaids.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Did anyone mention I'm 422 miles along in the Appalachian Trail in a tent tonight? No. Why are you in a tent?
I think he's actually telling the truth, too, because quite a while ago he gave us a nice hefty donation and said, like, I won't see you guys for a long time because I'm going on a crazy spirit walk.
That's okay, but I'm kind of curious now because you're in a tent. You still have really good reception.
How did you use that satellite?
Is Aaron trying to get mermaid pictures?
Aaron
is trying to get mermaid pictures.
Damn it, I want to be in the mermaid picture. Hold on, take over the show.
Oh my gosh. Apparently they're going to make Corey a merman. It's me. I don't know what I'm doing. Wait, Corey okay, so sorry, guys. Corey left me, and he's with the mermaid, so you can kind of see it. Laura, come take over. So,
hey, what's up, guys? What's up, pizzas? I don't remember what he says usually.
I don't know.
Other than that,
what's up, pizzas? I can't help it. Fire crotch rocket. I can talk my way through. I can, but I'm Mexican, so I babble, and I'm really good at it. And the cadence of which I pick up speed can go really, really fast. Also, another reason why I podcast. Yeah, because I keep talking, and that's the only way I get through things. Now I'm kind of confused.
I get awkwardly quiet.
Look, hey. We got an Aaron back. Yay!
What happened?
Amy got abandoned, and so I stepped in, and I said...
Perfect.
You know, I was trying to take over Corey, but I don't know if it worked.
So, of course, we have one of the proprietors of Oblivion's Comics and Coffee,
hey.
L Boogie, right in the business.
I'll be here for a minute. Actually, I want to get my own picture with the mermaid.
You want to do it now before...
If I get up, though, Corey will sit back down.
Thanks no, he won't. He's taking a break, he said.
Fire rocket crotch. Fire crotch rocket. I can't pronounce the guy's four screen
fire,
name.
Just
fire
crotch rocket.
Calm your loins over there, sir.
Fire crotch rocket. Oh, L, they're all telling you congrats.
Thank you.
If you haven't been able to visit the space, you guys, you really need to swing by and take a look.
I like that one.
Not only is the front coffee bar absolutely outstanding, we got some stuff in the backside over in comics, and you know, it's big.
Everybody says that when they come in here.
Hmm? That's what she said. What?
What are we doing?
What did you do?
I am just going to pop this thing out.
You're taking... That's what she... No, that's not what she said. I hope
all right,
she did.
I'll be back later, guys.
Why is chat hidden? I was... She hopped on, saved my butt, and hopped off.
She did.
Oh my gosh, that is huge now. I'm back to school in August after my Appalachian Trail hike. I cannot read the rest of it now. You'll come see us? Yes!
You got to talk into the microphone, Aaron.
Yes.
It's a Mac.
It is a Mac.
Sorry, I thought this
yes,
was a PC.
Yes, Drew, it is bigger on the inside. And by the way, my name is Amy, so if you bring a Rory, I might do something entertaining. I don't
know. Wow. Let's not promise this chat room stuff like that.
See, the funny thing is they have to come find me first.
Well, I mean, they kind of know where you're at.
Currently.
Right?
Do they know my
show.
Schedule?
Just saying.
You've been here every time I've been here.
Well, you've come for like the last 4 days
That's
in a
what
row.
She said.
That's was I not terrible. Supposed to tell them where you're hanging out so they can come find you?
Okay, I just closed the window.
You closed the chat. Show chat. Hit the button over there.
Is it this one?
No, the one right there that says
meddle?
Show chat right there in the window.
Up there. The window? Up there. Right there.
Well, no, I know that, but where was the one that popped out?
That's totally fine. We're good. Drew in the TARDIS says, LB, congrats. She's very excited.
There's a whole bunch of that chat that's missing, though.
It's fine. We'll skip it. You can still see mermaids in the background because this has been the best day of my life.
I'm not going to lie. I really love the mermaids. They're so nice.
So Aaron, show chat that picture.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted one picture of me with the mermaids. Aaron sits there for like 30 seconds and takes that photo. He didn't switch the camera around. It's just a selfie.
But you got a good little...
That's kind of amazing with all the little starbursty thingies.
You got a little glow.
Wow, that actually shows very well.
It showed up perfectly. So, how long have you been with this with the Capeless Crusaders?
I actually picked up with them in November. I was their post-production girl, and then
wait a minute. What the hell is a post-production girl?
I called myself a post-production girl.
What is that?
Well, I used to help work on dropping in tags and editing for the content that goes up on YouTube because they're video now.
People do that for you?
If you're really sweet and slightly naive and think that you can do anything and you want to learn a new trade, of course you can.
Holy shit. Why have I been doing this for like the past 4 years?
Because you like doing that.
I hate doing that.
It's for the love of the microphone.
It's for the love of the microphone.
Wow. Okay. So you guys are a fine polished machine.
Blame Curtis. And then, of course, David Barry over yonder does a really good job. And he looks, I'm trying to get him to cosplay as Lobo. So if
Lobo?
It's no go as Lobo. Wow. But if, like, maybe there's somebody that can encourage him to cosplay, then it'll work well.
What are you doing, Aaron?
Doing selfie here.
A selfie here? Can I do peace sign? Can I do this sign?
I like the glow, that's why.
It's the most uninteresting.
It's
like
it looks like, what is it, this? Who's the guy that did Star Trek? I can't remember right now. My brain's fried.
Jar Jar Abrams.
Geordi LaForge?
Yes, Geordi LaForge all day. It's the lens flares.
Yeah, it is.
The
yeah,
real
is.
Question is, how much is the coffee and comics? Well, Drew in the TARDIS, because you be hanging out in there. Since you know, can move around time and space, you should probably already know how expensive it is. I.e., it's varying prices based on both.
Yeah. You should really donate your eyes to science, because
they're incredible.
See, yeah. You see, you have sight beyond sight, like Thundercats.
Thundercats.
They were giving me shit. You helped sell me on this comic book that had Nazi shit in it.
Secret Empire.
and I was like stoked because I was like, "Hey, it's got Nazi shit. Like this is gonna be worth some money, fam."
I didn't say it had Nazi shit in it.
Yeah, you did.
No,
you were like, "You should get this one because it has Nazi stuff in it."
I didn't.
Yeah, wow. You did.
Okay.
You said it's gonna be recalled and all this stuff.
I know which one you're talking about.
I was talking about
now.
X-Men Gold.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about.
I thought you were talking about that's just Nazis.
Huh?
That's not Nazis.
What's it? Doesn't it have like Hitler references in it?
No.
The X-Men one.
X-Men Gold has anti-Semitic language. Doesn't make them Nazis.
That's
it's
Nazi
anti-Jewish.
Shit.
There's a lot of other people that are anti-Semitic as well.
Is there?
Yeah, it's not just the Nazis.
Okay, well, I'm learning.
Learning new things.
You shouldn't learn that.
I'm learning on the job.
Should not learn that.
I was pumped when I said, oh, anti-Semitic stuff in this comic book.
Wait, first of all. Clip that out. I was pumped when I heard anti-Semitic. Really?
I mean,
that's what you want to go with?
Note for clipping.
Well, for the controversy.
Oh, okay.
People could take things out of context.
Also,
all
you
day.
Bought it at regular retail price. We didn't jack up the price for you.
I know, but you got me hyped on it.
And then you were like, just because it's the B team, it's Kitty Pryde's. It's Kitty Pryde's team, and it's not the main team for X-Men. You're like, I don't want it.
What do you think about? Are you an X-Men fan?
I can be.
What do you mean you can be?
For the right price, anybody can be an X-Men fan.
I am a Jill of all trades, as it were. So, yes, Muslim is anti-Jewish. Thank you, good old ninja.
He found that on Google. He didn't know that. He Googled anti-Semite.
And who's that's anti-Semite? Came
Well, I mean, I really wanted your backing on this. Is it okay that I wanted this thing? Because
it
had...
No, it's not okay.
Because they were giving me a hard time. Because I think it's cool. It'll probably, it's taboo. It'll be worth something someday, maybe. Like, it's just something cool to say you have.
He would like to make money off of the...
Yeah, it's fully understandable. And it actually does happen a lot. Because this is the single run. It's a single run. It's the exact same thing I told you. There was such a controversy on X-Men Gold, the first issue, with the artist. Because he had hidden things in there. That got past everybody, and the initial run was all they were printing. So there's a limited number of books that are out, which means that any of them, and I think you got a variant, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a variant. I got the hip hop.
the hip-hop variant, which makes it even more rare because they could technically just add the hip-hop variant cover to the big collection of the hip-hop variant book, but that's about it. There's nothing else in it.
But it's okay that I have this, right? I'm not going to have people knocking on my door. I'm not going to get banned from, like, fly lists and stuff.
I don't think so, because we don't send that information to who you're thinking. And Drew, what's the drink with the most caffeine, and how is the biggest cup? What, we have 16 ounces, and the biggest cup is probably going to be the Nitro.
The gummy bear.
I think so. And what book is this called? The book is called X-Men Gold. It's a number one. If you can find an issue, congratulations. I have so many issues. Have you seen all my long boxes? Oh my God.
I forgot to tag the mermaids. What's their
Dive Bar Mermaids?
Dive Bar Mermaids.
Yep.
I need to find their Instagram so I can.
They are on Dive Bar Mermaids.
Dive Bar Mermaids.
But controversial books tend to sell better. So Corey, no, you are not wrong for wanting to have a controversial book to sell later on for your moolahs.
Thank you.
You're wrong by trying to make money off the Holocaust.
Thank you.
That's what you're wrong about.
That is
wrong. That's the exact same thing saying that the people that started the Holocaust Museum, that's wrong too.
Yeah.
Also, we should forward this.
I'm raising awareness.
I'm Hebrew
by blood.
Is it
free to go to this museum?
No.
No.
So then, yes, it's wrong for them.
Aaron, I'm raising awareness.
Are you,
is
though?
Is what I'm doing. I'm going to show this book off at schools.
You weren't even aware that it wasn't a Nazi book.
I'm pretty sure it's a Nazi book.
There were no Nazis in that book.
I mean, but
there's... Do you want the Nazi book? We'll go get Secret Empire.
I have that one.
I know. Do you want to go get the big shiny thing that keeps flipping back and forth and shows the Hydra and Cap shields?
I have one of those too. I mean, I'm not building my case here.
Yeah,
I have
sure
a lot
aren't.
Of anti-Semitic.
No, you're building your federal case as a hate-filled person.
Oh God, this isn't getting good for me.
Well, anyway, we only have. Oh yeah, there's good old Ninja says that they're falling in love with me. Thanks.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm super sassy. I'm super sassy. Oh my God.
This has been pleasurable. Okay. I mean,
hopefully in the good way and not the really awkward way where you cross your legs and shift.
That was. Hello. I mean, the whole night has been like that for me, and I don't think it's anyone's fault. I don't really blame the mermaids. I blame this
the
drink.
The nitro? Why do you blame the nitro?
This is a miracle potion.
It is.
It's not just nitro coffee.
If we put it in a proper like mug for you and you could treat it as mead, would you be okay with that?
Hell yeah.
Are you guys going to do some embroidering so where you can sell those with nitro?
What do we think, Lady Laura?
A little bit more price. You buy a nitro, keep the embroider oblivion or whatever.
She knows her comic books, they say. Of course she knows her comic books. She works at two different comic shops.
Take a bite of beef.
You're supposed to high-five the fist bump.
You got options. That's the best part.
Okay. I fist bump the high five.
I always like to do, yeah, exactly. I like to do the, they call it the socket.
Is No, it's called cabbage. If you look. Cabbage.
Cabbage? I thought it was the stick shift.
Actually, the other one is, no, that's gear shift.
Thank you. You know what I meant. You knew what I meant.
Wait, Drew, is there another way to what?
Is there another way?
Is there another way?
What book is...
X-Men Gold is the number one. The she controversial number one.
Yeah, the Nazi one.
Of course I know my comic books. I would ask you all what you're reading, but I'd be assuming that you guys are all reading comic books, and it's kind of mean. How many issues deep is that
comics?
Rebirth?
Because she's been spouting off.
How many issues deep
day?
Is Flash Rebirth now looking into starting that, or that movie? So Flash Rebirth is into 22 right now. The arc is The Button, which is a crossover with Batman. And it's really cool. So you guys can kind of pick it on there. Oh, that comic. Yeah. So we're about 22, 23. 22 just came out.
Can they hear me?
Vaguely.
No, I'm just curious.
They can.
I just want to say this is one reason why we hired Amy. Is because she's amazing and has all this awesome knowledge.
She knows things. Stuff and things.
Stuff and things. Jay Gist, I didn't read Nova, but I think Doc, did you read Nova?
They just canceled Nova.
Doc Barry read Nova.
Jay was asking about if we had Nova.
We have Nova.
I can't remember which issue it was.
They canceled.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing with Mockingbird. Like, Mockingbird was so good, and then suddenly everybody wants it, and they're clamoring for it. Yeah, it was a straight up door. Ooh, Batman, what? Batman what?
So theories. Here we go. Batman theories.
Okay, bring it.
What do you think right now? What do you think all the DC comic books are going to lead up to as a main villain from the Watchmen series?
From the Watchmen series?
Yes. Because we all know about the button in Batman's cave.
I want it to be I want it to be Manhattan, but I have a feeling they're going to be traditional and go with Ozzy.
So if they went, this is why I don't think it's going to be Manhattan. Way too powerful.
It would be more fun.
Who's he going against?
I don't know. Is he wearing clothes or not?
He's not. Clearly. You can't wear clothes if you're Manhattan.
You could. Well, then we're talking another team up, which would be more fun for an event.
You have to go Ozzy because he's the more calculating, you know, devious character.
You mean he's more human? He's
yes.
So if we're talking, he's less Spock. He's more crap. I lost my Star Trek reference, you guys.
I don't know
Kurt?
Where you were going.
Kurt?
No, I wouldn't say he's Kurt.
Nah, he's not Bones. He can't be Scotty. He's not that. Sorry for Scotty. He's not. Scotty's not.
I don't
that
know dumb. Who you would reference him or who you compared him to in Star Trek. But the only thing I'm saying is because he's always he's the villain that's. This is for the greater good. So what I'm doing is not because, you know, it's evil. I'm doing this because it's the best thing for everybody.
Yeah.
That's what he seems like.
So but he's trying to do the ultimate sacrifice, but it's really self-centered.
And how do you do that in the DC universe, though?
You kill yourself multiple times, like The Flash. In multiple timelines and multiple worlds.
Anything
no.
like that. He's going to, you know, kill millions of people to save billions of people type
good.
Of thing. So.
By the way, Drew, if you're going to grab all 22, the first trade is out, which means the first six will probably cost you about $14 or $15, and then you'd have to pick up from there. So you're looking $3.99 a book. You're gonna do the math. I don't like solving
that.
I can't.
Math. I can't
by
read.
The way, if we're talking Maori, oh, it's well,
Maury.
They popped up $3.99. There was a DC price increase.
So I think, what did Drew and the TARDIS just say? Titties?
Title.
Oh, title.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't read from this far
you
away.
You clearly can't.
But I can.
Someone said, roll a blunt.
Why are we rolling things?
I don't know. I don't recognize that person.
Hey, baby.
What's up, girl? I think he said that you are, he recognizes Aaron from an episode of Maury.
Probably. I wasn't the father.
He was not the father. He did the happy dance.
Yeah.
I want to talk to another Capeless Crusader.
You want me to pop off?
Yeah.
I can pop off.
Or did LB have a chance on the show
yet?
What
are we talking about?
Would you like the other Crusader?
Oh.
You can call me Stretch. Your name is Stretch Mark. That's scary. No, thank you.
You can't call me.
That's my what?
Thank you, Drew.
I know. How is she reading this?
This is what happens when you stream in IRL.
I have magic powers. By the way, good old news is LB. I think
LB?
It's a wave.
Yay. LB's hiding behind the
she's like, no.
pillar.
Do you want me to grab the doc?
Yeah, let's get him.
Doctor. Paging Dr. Barry.
He's been summoned.
Paging
so
Dr. Barry.
That's the first thing we got to ask him is how he became a doctor. And how he got so many people to do stuff for him.
I don't know. All right, boys. Be safe, less violence, and you're scrubbed in. I'm so proud of you for scrubbing in. You're all nice and fresh and clean. Bye, y'all.
All right. That was she's in a whirlwind of excitement.
Now we've lost the person, the only person that can read chat.
I know.
I'll come back if you need me to read for you.
All right. So introduce yourself, Doctor.
Hello. My name is David Barry at Dr. Barry on varying social media platforms. I do a podcast along with Amy called The Capeless Crusaders at The Capeless Crusaders on varying social platforms, media platforms.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
And what I found intriguing of all that is that she said before she was on the podcast, she was like post-production girl.
Right.
How did you sway someone to be your post-production girl?
That's a really good question.
No,
he asked me the question. I initially thought, because Amy is also involved with Cracking the Vault, which is Empire's Comics official podcast, I thought she wanted to kind of come on board with us and learn some of the tricks of the trade and maybe
thank you.
You know, build up their production value. And I thought, you know, she just thought we were cool. And secretly, she just wanted to subvert everyone and take over the entire podcast, which she's slowly doing via Candy. And just Candy.
That's her long plan. Yeah.
That's the long game. Just get us all fat, roll us down the hill, and that'll be the end of it.
And then you two had met already before, previously through some sort of engagement
At the
Shaka Khan, I think it was.
Not the Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, yes, yeah. Big time.
It was the Crocker Khan, and me and LB were just perusing around the spot, and I saw their podcast over there, and these guys legit. Like, they had, like, I think 5 mics set up.
We were ready to go.
You guys were rotating people in and out, and I just sat in the audience. And why is it slow time sexy music all of a sudden?
What happened?
Like, I think, like, you can thank Amy for that, too.
It's like mood music all of a sudden. It's just,
Check if it's me.
But yeah, we saw him at CrockerCon, and I sat down and I was watching their show, and I was like, this is, you know, awesome, guys. I like their interview skills. I can't remember the guy they were interviewing at the time. He was an artist there at the actual
Jared
event.
Konopinski,
go check out his work, of course.
He's dope.
And I was like, I got to see if I can get in on this somehow. And they were gracious enough to let me sit down and LB to sit down. And I had a blast.
That was their first mistake.
It was a ton of fun, because we sat down kind of with the intention of we were going to be getting, like, Eben and a couple guys that organize CrockerCon.
Uh-huh.
And then they just got super busy. So Amy came up there. She's like, what if I just start grabbing people? Like, you know, like woman on the street kind of style.
Wow.
And so she just went and grabbed Jared. And continuing on your story, like, Aaron was like, yeah, I do a podcast too. And we're like, get on our podcast. This is going to be fun. And then we just kept doing that for the rest of the night. It was a ton of fun.
Wait. So this seems like a different story than the one you told.
What is that?
This makes it seem like, and I believe him, trust me.
Okay, what did I say?
That they were just like, oh, let's pull any random hobo onto the show.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. But, don't think that, so you're calling LB, because she was in on it too. LB was a random hobo?
No.
Yes, random hobo.
No, we're going to clarify this, because I knew Laura when y'all sat down.
Thank you.
And I had ran off and got Jared because this one didn't have nobody else to interview.
Whoa! Because they got busy.
Hold on.
But she said she said she knew the web face. She was like, I saw it online. The web face challenge through Laura's web face.
Which I post all the time. My web face.
Irregardless, you. He made it seem like, yeah, we just needed hobos.
Yeah,
When Aaron told the story, he was like, yeah, they spotted me from across the room.
No, I did not.
They yelled, video.
We saw him in the audience and we're just like,
right.
Yeah, they
don't you work with Ivy Dupe Kitty?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
No.
He said,
at
the time.
No. He was like, don't you work with Corey? Like, Vincent?
Those guys?
Yeah, you made it seem like you were this big celebrity and that.
Once he introduced himself, we were like, oh, like, this is big, because Curtis had heard of Video Game Bang, and I had not, but to be fair, like video game podcast, not my forte.
No.
I just like the stark contrast in storytelling.
We just got off our interview with Nairo, first time. This was the first time we ever interviewed with Nairo, and I remember
Brother Nero,
yes, the guy from
Moana. We were asking, all right. I told him, I was like, oh, we just interviewed Nairo, and Curtis knew who he was and everything like that. And he was all pumped for it. I still didn't know who Nairo was. Still barely know who Nairo is. I hung out with the guy. So, I mean,
he whooped your ass so bad in Smash Bros. You're trying to forget
actually,
him.
If anybody wants to actually ask Nairo, and he'll attest to us himself,
he doesn't remember you.
There was a small delay on that TV, and he knew that. And that affected my gameplay, so I could not play to my full potential. There it is.
Is that Jonathan Long?
That is him over there.
We need to talk to him about a haircut.
Getting some ice coffee. Wow.
Drew, he could sing You're Welcome, but it would probably blow out the mic. And Ninja, I don't know if the doctor is Corey's younger brother. That's a good question.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Actually, you guys do look related, yes.
You know what it is we've both been podcasting so long, we've both been aged way beyond our years.
It's true. It's true. Having to deal with the pressure of all these people.
And, you know, carrying a bunch of no-names.
Hilarious.
Seeing hobos out in the street, bringing them onto the podcast.
Exactly. This guy knows my struggle. I've carrying Aaron for this many years. He's been carrying Curtis, I'm sure. It's been a...
Sounds a lot like...
You get like a long lost brother thing going on there.
What are you doing here?
I'm trying to do a photo swap with you two on.
Get a face swap in there.
Yeah. Trying to get the face swap going.
Oh, fantastic.
I was almost there.
Brother Nairo.
It's a terrible, terrible thing. So what comic books are you reading right now?
Right now? Ooh, that's a good question. I actually am just caught up in the new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'll keep it brisk, like some iced tea.
Man, even the jokes are as bad as mine. That was epic.
That's my favorite part about him.
I appreciate that.
That is terrible, but continue.
I think we're starting a new podcast called the Bangless Crusaders.
Oh, yeah. I'm in on that. Create a network.
It'll be the Viewerless Crusaders. They'll be like, yeah. We'll wait till the next show comes on.
You son of a bitch.
So I have been reading the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which is actually a ton of fun. Like, if you were a Power Rangers fan as a kid, even if you stopped after the first group, which most of us did, it's really a lot of fun. Also been doing all of the Secret Empire tie-ins, all that secret subversive Nazi stuff that we've got going
that
on right now.
Wants to sell for profit. Yes.
big fan of all those. Not the Nazis. Big fan of the books.
Exactly.
So not a fan of the Nazis.
Not a fan of the Nazis.
Yeah, you got to make that clear with this crowd.
No,
over here.
No. And I'm going to keep it to two because I don't know how long your streams go, but we could get ridiculous.
How big is the store?
It's bigger on the inside, like all the really good.
It's
things.
About.
How many Corey's tall is it?
Three.
About two.
Yeah.
Oh, Corey's tall?
Yeah.
Two and a half. Yeah, about two. About two Corey's. How tall are you? 5'4"? I don't know.
5'4"?
Yeah, I think you're. Aren't you
How
like,
tall are you?
I'm like 6. 6'1 on a good day.
How tall are you, though? Wasn't asking about. Oh.
No, that'd be 8 or 9. What are you talking about?
Dare you.
Depends on how hot it is.
Dare
in
you.
No, I'm 6 foot.
Really?
Yes.
Are you taller than me?
I'm way taller than you.
Let's measure.
We're not doing it in public, but that's what we're not going to do. How are you just have everything underneath?
Are you ready to go? I swear I was taller than you.
You have lost
Mary
your entire mind.
I am
the tallest person in VGB.
David Ng is taller than you.
David Ng, maybe because of his hair. That's about it. But let me get this fro going and towering over everybody.
Basically, you should come check it out.
It's a very big store, and like I said before, the coffee area blends perfectly into the comic area. Like, it's a seamless transition. You don't even know that you've transitioned into the comic book area. It's a very good layout. It's very welcoming. I like the giant windows on the side where all the people can see on the inside what you're reading. It's pretty good.
Silently judge you for what you're reading.
Exactly. I can see people just knocking on the windows. Like, no, that's not a good one. Put it back.
No, it's Aquaman.
People to put down Vamplate and maybe questionably ask them about their relationship, like, status with Sunstone?
Probably.
Also, I am the best companion. Thank you, Drew.
Wow. Where'd you see that?
She read it from across
as
the
in,
room.
As in, you are the best companion, or as in, Amy was the best companion.
Well,
Amy
was not the best companion. Is the best companion. Yes, she is hands down. She is hands down the best companion. Who's the best companion?
I'm a Rose Tyler guy.
What?
I'm a Rose Tyler guy.
I have
guy.
To agree.
No.
I'm this a guy Rose knows Tyler what he's guy. Talking about. Who's no. the best doctor?
See, so for me, it's kind of like it's like Star Trek. Like, you start, and whichever one you started on is your Star Trek. Like, so Deep Space Nine is my Star Trek.
Who was it? Who was it?
If you say
so I started with David Tennant, and so David Tennant was my, he was my doctor.
Okay. He likes Geckleston over here.
I think Geckleston's the man.
Also, we only have 2 copies of Redneck because it's a number one, so they're about $10 a shot. So if you want that, Drew, you better roll on that. And yeah, Tennant's your doctor. It's okay. I was Tennant, like a Tennant person, too.
See, Drew, Drew said, oh, God, another Rose fan. Yeah,
I like Eccleston. He was good.
I didn't like him.
So he was one of those ones where at the time you're like, this was terrible. Why was he here? But once they built it all out and explained why he was the way he was and gave you the pre-story. Of course, it took 7 years for them to get to a point where you liked him.
That was bad. So it was only he only had one good line, and that's when he when he went through the transformation. That was about it.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, okay, I like Tenet.
What about Everybody Lives?
What?
Wasn't that like his big line?
With Eccleston?
Yeah.
Did he say something beyond him?
How dare you? I'm looking at a Charmed comic book over there.
What's that going to do?
It's been distracting me this whole time because nobody's a bigger Rose McGowan fan than
Charmed.
I am.
Charmed.
Oh, yeah. Is that the Zendaya cover?
Where's Charmed?
Charmed, right
oh,
there.
Okay.
What? Is this like a current thing?
It's one of those, the show ended, so they kept the show going.
So
with,
have you ever, so like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel both have comic books.
I don't know what those shows are.
So Buffy's comic is actually pretty good. Season 9, I think they call it, or season 8 or something like that.
It's in season 10 to 12 now.
Yeah, so
it's getting up there.
It's actually pretty good after, you know, after the show ends. Angels, I haven't read. So
I don't care
Angels
about okay. any of those things. This is Charmed.
I've never seen Charmed, I'm sorry.
You don't go to the gym at 6 in the morning when that's all they're playing? That and Fox News?
No, sorry.
I want Haley Atwell as a doctor.
Can't say that I have. But you go, by all means, start picking it up.
What know? I love about this is that it's recent, and it's not the version of Rose McGowan with her face all jacked up from plastic surgery.
She had plastic surgery?
Oh, yeah. But they stayed true to the...
to the Rose McGowan of yesteryear.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is canon right here. Is that Jonathan Long? Is he actually here to work, or is he...
Oh, no, he's here to hang out.
He's kicking it.
Let's get some Sean Long crossover. This is a
Sean.
Triple.
Do I want to...
Sean!
No, you're cool. We'll keep you guys here, too.
We're on thecamplesscrusaders.com if you find us slightly
Unsolicited, 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 unsolicited.
Doctor, because let's be honest, Agent Carter was way too short.
Yeah, please replace Aaron. We got Sean Long in the house.
I need to come in and get...
What's up? Oh, I know. It's so delayed. So it's like, weird. Why? I look very different.
Because we're running out of like everything.
What's up?
If you have money, come visit us.
We have local celebrity Sean Long on the podcast in the comic store. What do you think of this place?
Dude, I love it. I wish I could have been here earlier for the ribbon cutting ceremony. Like, in fact... all this stuff you see here, Jay, like, and Amy and everyone that's here, like, does a great job keeping the store, but we helped set this up for today, you know, with all the new comics and everything, and I feel very proud. It's like, so if you saw any cool things in the comics side, like, you know, how it's organized and stuff, I felt like, well, I had a hand in that, literally, because I put all this stuff there, but no, I love it. One thing, I'm drinking the chai tea right here. I'm actually a paying customer right now.
Oh, you're just here on your spare time? Yes.
Yeah, I'm here on my spare time right now. Like, I wasn't scheduled to work today. I'll be here Friday from 6 to 11 if you guys want to stop by. I actually been promoting. Like, I actually want to see people as I'm working because I love this place. It's really cool. I love seeing how busy it is right now because we've been in soft opening mode since Saturday. And it's really cool to see this place, like, having so many people at this time when we've been kind of very hush-hush that we've been open. But the grand opening was today, and it's been such a big hit. And I'm hoping this place is, especially on Wednesdays or the weekends and everything, that this will be the place to be hanging out and stuff. I always said, even if I wasn't working here, I would want to hang out here regularly.
So why not, like, get paid to be here?
Yeah, exactly. That's why. And it's great. Like, I've worked retail... a lot throughout my life, and I always wanted to work a comic shop, a comic toy coffee shop. So this is kind of like a dream come true. Even though like the YouTube dream, which is still kind of going on, is been a dream come true. Is this another dream come true? Like I have very low admiration dreams, but it's just like no. I always wanted to work at a cool place that like had good people, and Corey, you know these people. As much as I do, like, yeah, these are really cool people. I'm really happy to be working with them.
So what's it like for you guys to work with a celebrity?
Ouch.
And Jonathan Long.
I can say that every day with Sean is an adventure.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I'm learning so many new things that I didn't know about toys.
Oh, yeah.
And organization.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I'm very anal retentive when it comes to organizing the comics. And if I see a thing, oh, this comic, like I alphabetize everything. And then I talked to Amy about how, like, okay, this, you know, certain titles, well, technically, like with James Bond, that was the thing. Would you put it over like the number 007 or put it with J for James Bond or do you put a B for Bond? So we decided B. So if you ever.
So it's when you can't find anything, blame Sean Long.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's the challenge. And what I found is like with X-Men.
Yes, exactly.
Like there's so many, like there's Uncanny X-Force, yep. And it's like Exactly. And you want to keep them all together, even if it's not necessarily, like X-Men and X-Force would not necessarily be side by side.
Yeah, exactly.
And X-Force. Then Spider-Man is even worse.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one thing I learned here, like, it's funny we're talking organization right now, but people, before, I forgot who was doing it, but I was telling you this, Amy, like, Batgirl was after Batman, but and alphabetically, Batgirl should be before Batman. And I always thought, like, oh, that's weird to have Batgirl after Batman, even though Batman is the key, the more popular character. But, yeah, if you're looking alphabetically, it would be Batgirl, Batman, Batwoman. But, yeah, so I had to switch that up. But, yeah, some people don't consider that. Like, with X-Men, you look at all these titles, I think of it, okay, X-Men would be the first, then it'd be all new X-Men, then it'd be like X-Men Gold or X-Men Blue, then X-Men Gold, and then Uncanny X-Men. So it's like you.
X-Men Prime and then Uncanny.
Exactly. So it's like so all many. These things, and you don't realize how many titles a comic, like character group has until you work at a comic shop.
Yeah.
Like dear Guardians God. Of the Galaxy has like 5 or 6 titles going on right now. It's crazy.
Individual titles like Star-Lord or Gamora or Drax.
Yeah.
Or
oh, yeah, if you don't count Star, like their own Rocket single titles, too. So, yeah.
This is crazy. Officially turned into the OCD cast.
Exactly. Like, so
people who love organization, this is their favorite thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, if you love comics and organization and you love coffee, you should definitely work at Oblivion.
Follow me but on we're not, Pinterest.
We got a good crew right now, but if things go good, we'll hire more people and stuff. What's up?
Tag out.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yay.
What's up? Welcome back.
All right. What was our last
topic? Is it me or did Corey get sexier?
definitely Corey can never be this sexy. So what were we talking about? What did we leave off on?
Oh, comics, we were talking about organization, and comic titles.
Comics and organizations. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Favorite things?
I'm trying to get into... So here's my thing. Mm-hmm. I don't collect comics because they get ruined very... quickly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I understand
house.
That, man. I haven't collected comics except for trades in years, and probably working here, I'm going to get back into that, but yeah, I understand, man.
So I've been doing digital, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, digital. Yeah. That's how digital. I am, too.
So how does a digital-heavy consumer switch to the actual paperback?
I think the best way to do this first, like... I think with especially going back to organization, I think buying trades is the best way to go at first. I think trades, they're easier to organize on your shelves because that's how I do it anyway. Because buying single comics, unless you have drawers or there's a lot of ways to do it, but single issues are more like if you want a good place to hang out, definitely paperback or paper comics are the best way to do it. You know, it's great community, a great way to hang out at a place because digitally, yeah, you could... You put it on your phone, but the problem is anything digital, whether it's music or comics, or at least if you're streaming wise, you never officially own those things. At least with paperback stuff, you actually own something physical, and you can always, depending on if you have a variant or something like that, you can always resell it for good value. The comic industry can be very fluctuating when it comes to value of certain comics. You never know how popular a character or like a number one issue could be. But yeah, like even with a lot of the new 52 comics that came out a few years back, they go for quite a bit now too. So you never know. So I think paper comics are still very well worth collecting nowadays, even if you are a digital reader.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'd say also if your collection never looks cool if it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
Even like having like all the album covers if you're doing your music, or even looking at all the covers of the books, it never quite has the feel as opposed to if you've got a bookcase and you have trades on there. And so if someone's trying to come back from digital, I'd say definitely the collected volumes, like the big volumes. Like if you're going to go for it, go for broke. Get like the hardback omnibus giant leather bound, like
full blown,
exactly. Like get something that you would be proud to show someone and have as a centerpiece of your collection,
exactly.
And then you can kind of, because you know, from there, there's some stuff that you might like, but then there's stuff you love, and the stuff you love, like that's the stuff where you want to get the oversized artists, you know, what's the word, the giant ones. Like the huge
yeah, the giant size.
Yeah, the art, what, like the artist proof versions.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the ones that prove that you want it to display, not just to read.
Yeah.
Here's one from the chat.
Also, 7-2 Eternity, number one, yes, please, for the love of God, you guys, it's so good. Yeah. Also, yeah.
So, we had this in the chat a while back. One of our, I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical.
Okay. Right?
So
not the Batman Superman.
No. We get with that. That's an entire different show by itself.
Oh yeah.
My girlfriend of let's say 5 years. Let's do it that way.
Okay.
She doesn't read comic books.
Mm.
This is all hypothetical stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even the girlfriend, because I don't know.
Sorry, man.
No, right?
Sorry.
She's imaginary.
No judgment here.
She says she wants to get into my hobby because this is my hobby. You know, I have a lot of comic books. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I got the full-blown setup that you just, you know. And she's like, you know, I kind of want to, you know, relate a little bit more. He's talking about it all the time. Mm-hmm. What's a good introduction comic book to ease her into things? Because here's the thing. Comic books. Wow. Comic books.
Amy's like, I'm jumping.
I have a question that's caveat on your woman.
Okay. What's the question to...
So the question for your hypothetical woman is, what does she like? Does she go with you to Marvel movies? Is she more playful? Does she like comedy? Is she okay with horror? How does she feel about different characters?
She loves stories. She just loves. She loves. She's a good.
I got this.
She reads novels all the time. She's a big bookworm.
Because what you're describing right now is my wife.
Perfect.
This is the exact thing that happened. Okay. My wife loves books. Her book collection rivals my comic book collection.
Nice.
Yet hers is heavier to move whenever we move, which is just terrible.
More fun.
Oh yeah, let's go with that. More fun.
More fun. Yes.
But so when we moved in together, like I had. My Little Pony?
They said you're My Little Pony.
Wow.
So my wife, like, she moved in, or we moved in together, and I had, like, all these old school, like, posters of classic covers, and unlike some significant others, she supported that. She nurtured that that hobby, that passion. She didn't want me to take any of it down.
Okay.
So as I kept going with it, the book that got her... She doesn't read that much, but there are a couple titles that she does enjoy, and the biggest one was Saga.
Yes. Saga.
Saga.
Okay.
Saga is a big one.
Right.
Because it's as far as stories go, it's amazing. It's the art is great. The story is fantastic. It has not dropped off for me at all.
Okay.
You were so mad, though, at the end.
I was angry at stuff. But
has the series ended?
No.
We should start. It's 40-some-odd issues in. This thing started when I first started picking up books, but... BKV, Brian K. Vaughan, is probably one of the best writers currently.
Yeah.
You are. But currently.
Yeah, so Saga is not over, but there was a recent arc that ended on a sad note, and I was upset.
Excited. Saga is good.
Saga's good, guys.
If you got someone who's a history buff, East of West is also a fantastic option.
Okay.
If they're into, as I call it, twistery, these comics where they take a twist on history, where there's a fork in the road and something changes.
Okay.
So East of West and Saga, which are two of the greatest comics out there. And
so East to West and
East of West and Saga.
And Saga
are great.
Low.
Great.
Low.
Basically, there's a lot of like sci-fi stuff from Image that someone who isn't necessarily like into superheroes can enjoy.
All right.
Or if they're, you know, if they are one of the people that's like, hey, I like Superman, you know, you can kind of go that route. But I like the people who are like, I don't like superheroes. Give me a graphic novel
grounded
that I will enjoy.
In some fake reality,
I guess.
You know?
Like, yeah.
Yes, there are supernatural comics.
Yeah, I want to add real quick to that. Yeah, people forget that comics aren't just Marvel and DC. There's tons of things that are now popular as TV shows that were comic books. You know, Walking Dead, Preacher, and so many stories that...
Outcast.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like, even if you think about movies that you don't think about that are comic book movies, like Men in Black, that's a comic.
Yeah.
People forget about that. And of course, like, Kingsman, that was a comic book movie, and you know, that was a great comic by Mark Miller and everything. But
has anybody done Penny Dreadful yet?
Oh yeah, there's a Penny Dreadful comic.
I've not read it. I've not watched the show either.
You haven't watched the show?
Spawn in the chat.
Yeah, Spawn is back.
And the Doctor is. That is his boo.
Whoever you are, I love you. Yeah. I love you. Spawn is my
Mouse. You're talking Mouse. Ooh.
Oh.
Talking proper books in the reference for like graphic novels, it's basically the Holocaust as cats and mice, but Mouse is a really good one. So way to be Drew.
There's a comic book called Mouse.
M-A-U-S.
Oh,
it's classic.
Oh,
yeah. Mouse. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
One thing I was gonna say, I have to get going here in a moment.
Yeah,
but,
no problem.
I'm really glad to be on here. And in fact, that's why I actually came here, because I love Video Game Bang and I love Oblivion, so I'm happy to be here. One thing, go back to your question about how to get someone into comics
versus
digital. keep in mind, comics, a big part of it is art. If you're an art lover, you love a visual medium. That's something, even on digitally, you don't really get to appreciate until you see it in person. And that's what's so great about comics. Even if it's the single issue weekly comics, you can always, there's some beautiful covers. I'm looking at them right now at our comics for the week and even at the variants. And there's stuff, I know so many people that read comics that even when they're done with their weekly comics, they just put them on their wall and use them as their as decorations. And there's some beautiful art out there. But whether you think about famous people like Jim Lee and, you know, like Brian Brolin, who did The Killing Joke, and all these amazing artists over time, you know, Frank Miller even, you know, it's like if you love a certain style, there's something out there for you that's outside of Marvel and DC, or even if you're not a big fan of those characters, man, there's just some beautiful images out there that are just like are jaw-dropping, and that's something that definitely something paper comics have that you can appreciate more than the digital side.
Word. Go for the art, everybody.
Word.
And, for the art.
But yeah, thank you, Video Game Bangers, for having me. I'm going to be here for a few more minutes, like outside in the background.
Yeah.
But definitely check them out. They're awesome. I love these guys.
Like, thanks a lot, man. And, love
from Oblivion, you on. I'm here on Friday, 6 to 11, so I'll be here.
Woo! Solicited.
We lost internet connection. We're still recording, but.
Nice.
Still recording, but.
I love that it's a dinosaur.
Can you play the game? Can you make the dinosaur run?
Make the dinosaur run.
What happened?
I don't know.
Somebody didn't
Let's
pay
see,
the,
how long have we been recording anyways?
We've been recording Jesus. For the longest.
Have we been?
For the longest.
Oh, well, just about an hour.
An hour, really?
Wait, maybe this is longer.
That's way longer, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This has been an hour, 3 hours.
Well, we've gone 25 minutes over, fam. Thank you guys all for checking this out. If you guys are in the Northern California area, you definitely want to check out Oblivion Comics and Coffee. You have to get the Nitro. It's an out-of-body experience.
It's insane.
It'll give you a hard-on. It'll
Bananas.
Do whatever you need
That's
it to
horrible.
Do.
It's not walking around with...
You'll come back to comics with a hard-on. I have to see that.
Exactly.
Aaron, I mean, if you've ever had trouble getting one, you'd appreciate what this magic potion right,
cool.
can do.
I have never had that problem.
Speak for yourself, Corey.
But, there's either two but it's good to know that you have a
Yeah,
fix.
Exactly.
Hey.
Happy for you.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 men.
No. I don't think it's 9 out of 10. Your statistics are way off.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget to go to thecapelesscrusaders.com. Woo!
Yes.
Stay unsolicited.
Yes.
We will see you guys around. Thank you guys all, and we'll see you on the weekend show. Take it easy.